Welcome to McGuire on the Wire, where you'll discover top stories and strategies in specialty tax broken down by our experts. You'll also meet leaders from across the firm who will discuss McGuire Sponsel's approach to common challenges faced by our clients.
I am Justin Gephardt, shareholder at McGuire Sponsel. On today's episode, I sit down with relationship manager Bob Poizel. Bob has a long-standing background in the accounting industry and a passion for growing the firm across our practice lines. He has a deep commitment to serving his clients in all areas. Keep listening to hear more. Bob, I'd like to welcome you to the podcast here.
Well, thanks, Justin. I appreciate it this morning.
So as we kick off, we've been through this little journey of meeting some of our relationship managers. And I know you serve kind of the greater Midwest here in Indiana, little part of Ohio, Kentucky, some areas in Illinois. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself from a personal standpoint? You know, where you're from, what are some of the hobbies that you have outside of your day-to-day activities?
Sure, I appreciate that. Yeah, I grew up here actually in Indianapolis, so I spent most of my time here in Indianapolis. I had an opportunity to live down in the Cincinnati area for a period of time, and then many years ago I was in the military and got the experience of traveling around the world, but Indiana's always been home and kind of settled down here as well. Hobbies, boy, there are so many different ones. They're all active ones. As a result of some of the things I did in the military, I enjoy flying, and I'm really passionate about motorcycles as well too, both on the street and at my age, even getting started now, a little dirt bike riding. So that's been a new passion, starting to get out there and learn and try not to drop it and hurt yourself. You know, it's mm-hmm. a little hard to recover from those bruises when you get a little older then. But scuba diving is one of the favorites. In fact, just here recently talking about maybe some places to start going to that I haven't had any dive experience with previously and enjoy that. And just exercise and spend time with family. You know, as I've gotten older in life now, my kids are growing up and I have grandkids, so it's been fun this summer, especially to have them come and visit and to be able to spend some time with them.
Perfect. Well, as you share your interest in the motorcycles and your military experience, I'm over here picturing you in a scene from Top Gun where Tom Cruise hops on his motorcycle and is kind of throttle full through the base. So I'm picturing you, your hair blowing through the wind. So as we shift from kind of your personal life and you look at your journey here at McGuire Sponsel, you've been with our firm for a couple years.
Coming up on 4 years now.
Four years. You know, fantastic job. I think as you share a little bit about your journey here at the firm, one thing I can appreciate about what you've brought is your genuine approach. Mm-hmm. You've got a heart of gold, and I think when you sit across the table from a CPA firm and you're talking about the value and the help that our firm can bring to clients, you kind of radiate just a sincere feeling, and it's just something I've always admired as I'm in a room with you. So as you look back at your journey here at McGuire Sponsel, how did you end up here? What are some of the experiences that you've brought from your past that have helped you with your McGuire Sponsel journey?
Certainly. Well, I've actually been involved in the accounting industry now a little over 35 years. Started my career back in tax publishing with some of the two top providers in tax publishing for the industry, and then had a stint for about 10 years working for two of the top five firms. So I've got the experience of kind of both sides of the table, interacting with CPAs, really understanding what goes on in their office and the things that are important to them. But I think, first off, I appreciate your comments about the integrity and sincerity about it. But, one of the things I always look at is, if I was in their position sitting across the table, what are the characteristics that I'm looking for in somebody? And I think it's simplistic, but it's those four things. They have to trust me. They have to trust the firm that I work for, McGuire Sponsel. They trust that we understand their industry and what the issues are. And they trust that, we can assist them in being able to take care of those things. And I think because that relates to exactly what their needs are, it makes it an easy discussion. The reason I selected coming to McGuire Sponsel after having served in those other industries and other firms is really that commitment to customer service. It's one of those things that's always been part of my career and how I approach serving my customers. But when I looked at the firm and I saw that they were parallel, they were in line, and that's the same way that they approach serving their clients as well, too, There was just that natural attraction there. It just felt like it was a good fit for me. And I'm super happy I was given the opportunity to come over here, and certainly have enjoyed it.
So as you look at your, you know, the radius that you cover, mm-hmm. can you tell me a little about your focus in terms of who are you interested in bringing value to? I know McGuire Sponsel, a lot of what we are based upon is the service that we bring to CPA firms. However, you've taken on kind of a little bit of an additional responsibility with our C&I practice. Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit about who are the people that you've been meeting with over the past couple of years as you take on that challenge?
Certainly. Well, in addition to the CPA firms, let me start with the CPA firms, because I think being able to have a discussion with business owners and the people they interact with all the time, and being able to add more to their discussions, talking about economic credits and incentives and the value that that can be. And I think it shocks most of the firms on how much value there can be there for their clients. So, one of my objectives has been to sit there and help educate them about that and give them an opportunity to want to have that discussion with their client to find out, what are their plans in the next 3 to 5 years? You know, that's part of the normal course of dialogue they're having anyway, but to be able to take that and then to turn that into being able to generate additional value for your client, I think is real important. In addition to that, I've been involved with different organizations, some with the American China Society of Indiana, the Indiana India Business Council, and some other groups, and sitting down and looking at, Indiana is such a great place for so many companies to land. You know, the governor touts all the time about it's a great place to do business, with the tax rates here and, transportation and just, what Hoosiers do, their kind of personalities. And it's a great place to attract business. And I think if we can tie that also into the incentives and get some of these groups to come on board and want to invest here. So I've been very proactive working with those organizations, educating them about our team, our economic credits incentives team, and how we can help them with these companies who are thinking about making investments in Indiana.
Perfect. So as you reflect a little bit about your journey here, what have you enjoyed? What's been some successes that you've encountered? And on the flip side, what are some of the challenges that you face and that you've overcome?
Well, certainly. I'm old school. I love being out in front of clients, meeting with my CPAs and kind of understanding their practice and their needs and being able to share the story of, who McGuire Sponsel is, how he came to be, the respect that we have for the CPA-client relationship, how we act as an extension of their firm. And being able to support them, especially with firms that just don't have the resources internally to be able to offer some of these services, but there's still now an option for them to bring value to their clients. Internally, I think it's great. I love coming in the office and seeing the environment here and the teamwork that goes on. Everybody is just such a good team player, and I think that started well in the interview process. I could see it myself when I was interviewing, but also just how everybody works together to make sure we still have that same single focus, serving the client, doing the best job we can possibly do with that. I think the biggest challenge has been, this past year, I think COVID, that was the biggest challenge, because I'm so used to going out and being able to visit with people and have those discussions, that I think overnight we all pivoted and started seeing what was impacting, the PPP plans that were out there, the information. Dave McGuire, did a great job of sitting down and analyzing some of this information, and everybody started putting content out and being able to help to bring that information out to CPAs. I know that as I've gone through and talked to many of them this year, they have been so appreciative that we took the lead in that, and that it wasn't about, McGuire Sponsel and selling services. It was about how can we best support them and helping them with the challenges that they were facing. And I love the feedback that we've gotten on that.
So as you've spoken with your CPA partners and some of the brokers, et cetera, that you've worked with, what's been the biggest pain point that they've shared with you as they venture into the specialty tax, as they look to partner with someone that can deliver value to their clients? What are they sharing with you in terms of how they're making decisions and et cetera?
I think the biggest concern is probably two categories. One, that they're not knowledgeable about some of these areas, so they're a little apprehensive maybe to make an introduction to talk about it. They're so busy running their day-to-day practice sometimes that they don't have the opportunity to focus on some of the specialty taxes. So I think it's a an awareness of the information there. So, there really is a need to use an outside provider that's a specialist in those areas. But I think the biggest concern for them then is, okay, if I make that introduction, is the firm that I've made that introduction to, are they going to serve the client as well as I would serve my client? You know, are they going to drop the ball and then it's a reflection on me as a CPA? And I think that's a natural thing for them, but I think there's a level of comfort that they're able to get their hands wrapped around pretty quickly with us when they see who we are and how we serve our clients and what our approach is to serving CPA firms.
How has our approach changed alongside that?
There's a challenge, I think, with many of the firms having to work remotely. That certainly complicates things. And then also, really, instead of just looking at the basic blocking and tackling and the tax work that many of them do, you know, they're now really looking at what's the impact of COVID had on businesses and how they can help companies with cash flow, how they can help them. Interestingly enough, as a result of COVID, there's also been a lot of merger and acquisition activity that's out there. I think that came as a big surprise to most. And so some of their clients maybe that are looking at doing acquisitions, are there ways to maybe introduce incentives into it to help bring even more value to them as part of those acquisitions that they're contemplating? So I think, you know, although there's been a negative, I think there's a lot of positives come from it as well, too. Changes as a result of COVID, some of the other things going on with the tax jobs bill, you know, with bonus depreciation for cost segregation, that's helped a lot of businesses as well.
Yeah, and I think I can appreciate a comment you made earlier about the old school nature. And I think that's something we share here at McGuire Sponsels. Mm-hmm. We love to be in-person meetings. Mm-hmm. And something over the past year is we've had to adapt and switch to a more virtual connection. There is a time and place for that. But as we're out traveling and talking with our relationships now, I think people are a little burnt out on that.
Yeah.
I've been excited over the last couple months to be back out in front and meet with our relationships, but I think it's a challenge as, you know, this a potential variant, how it impacts moving forward. You know, and I'm curious what kind of feedback you're getting from CPA firms. You know, one thing that I've heard with talking with a lot of our partners is the work's getting done, but how is the development taking place with their staff, but then also how, from a consulting nature, are they continuing to deliver opportunities to their clients?
Yeah, I think it really boils down to, you know, is their staff educated about some of these things? And I think we really have taken a leadership role in doing that. You know, our summertime CPE series, you know, that's been very well received. We've done that over the last couple of years as well. And I know as I talk to many of my CPA firms, you know, they ask questions about it, or is there information that they can utilize to help educate people about what constitutes a good opportunity? And you know, I refer them to the website. There's all kinds of, you know, white paper information, or there's case studies or different information there. And I think just utilizing some of the tools that are out there to help educate them, and that'll help them to identify the benefits that are out.
Yep. So as we look towards ending 21, I know that sounds crazy to think about, but it's right around the corner. It seems like the summer just flew by.
Yeah.
What are you excited about as we wrap up this year? What are you looking forward to next year? Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, I think considering what we went through last year with COVID, and it's kind of been a slow process ramping back up, I'm really excited as, you know, the conversations I've been having this summer. You know, as I've gone out and I've met with CPAs, first off, you know, most of them are taking a little more extended vacations, which they should have. They've certainly earned it with all the extensions and the tax season that they've had. But as they've started to come back in the office, and the time that we spent before they're ramping up for September 15th work is just, they're looking at getting back to business as usual, as normal for them. But I think I'm excited that the number of firms that have been open and receptive to kind of hearing our story, that want to see is there maybe a better mousetrap out there for them as far as, you know, being able to introduce specialty tax services and how we can help to serve them. So I've been real excited with the number of opportunities we've had this summer to have those discussions, the number of folks that have said, hey, let's work with you guys. Let's start talking about some specific clients. So I think this is going to turn out to be a great year. And next year, you know, we'll get past all of this. We have already. We'll continue to work together in support of our CPA firms. And, next year will be even better.
a lot of CPA firms are familiar with what the R&D tax credit is, what cost segregation is. C&I, credits and incentives, can be a foreign topic to most. Mm-hmm. As focusing on that tax planning conversation where CPAs are finally back in front of their clients, they're talking about kind of the business, what are some of the questions that they should be asking? Because I think that this fourth quarter is a perfect time to bring value to those clients. So what are some of those things that they should be asking?
Sure. I kind of look at maybe there's four different questions. Number one, are you looking at or anticipating any acquisitions, any mergers or acquisitions? Secondly, are you looking at expanding your headcount? You know, what's it look like for you over the next 3 to 5 years? Thirdly would be if they're looking at expanding their buildings. You know, are you growing, going to build a new building, or you're planning on doing some expansion of your existing facilities? And then fourth would just be the capital equipment investments. You know, so many of the companies, you know, as technology continues to improve and embrace, you know, you see a turnover in trying to get new equipment in the door. And so maybe if there's some large plant expenditures for that, what that might look like. And then, you know, simple four questions added to the other things that you're already talking about with your client takes maybe an extra minute or two. But that would be very helpful information to know whether or not there's an opportunity to bring value to them with some C&I.
Perfect. Well, Bob, I appreciate your time today. You survived the hot seat. and I thank you to everybody that took time to listen to this. Yeah. If there are any questions, whether it's C&I related or, you know, from a R&D, cost segregation, global business perspective, please don't hesitate to reach out. Bob does a great job, obviously with the responsiveness, but obviously getting you to the right answer quickly. So, again, thank you for your time. Thanks, Bob.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining today's episode. If you'd like to connect with Bob directly, his contact information can be found on our website, mcguiresponsel.com, and in the show notes. Don't forget to join our webinar on Thursday, October 21st, where David Seibel and Tanner Niehaus will examine recent R&D tax credit court cases and what CPAs can learn to improve future credit claims for their clients. You can read our latest resources from across the firm on our website, where we cover everything from legislative updates to technical expertise to case studies and more. Webinar registration and link to our resources page are in the show notes.
This has been McGuire on the Wire. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social @McGuireSponsel to get more industry news and firm updates.